Chasam Vez is discussing the din of the Pamainim and the Remainim, and Rashi says of a Dibra Maskal in Balim that he says of a Secha Remainim Dekra Lav B'Secha Chalalka. Remember when the Torah says you put the Remainim B'Secha Pamainim, it doesn't mean when you put the Pamainim B'Secha Remainim, it's Lav Dafka that you put the Pamain in the actual Remain, Ela B'Neim. It means you put it between the Remainim, the Pamain Echa Ben Shnei Remainim. So Rashi is saying that it's lav dafka, you put it in the, you don't put the pamen in the remain, but you just put it between the two remain. And this Rashi is Rashi Lishitasa from Chumash. Rashi and Chumash also learns that way, that it doesn't mean the pamen was in the remain, but it's between the two remainim. But it's a deal with the Ramban, Alatira, and other Shana Mechalik and Rashi, and they hold that the pamen was actually inside the remain, like the Pashtus. And the Shaila is what was pushing Rashi to speak it out over here. It's not really Nagia to the Gemara. It's true that he held that way. So on Chumash, he has to speak it up. But why over here? Why was it necessary for him to speak out that the Pamain is not in the Remain itself, but between the two Remainim? What was this Hechach over here? And I was thinking maybe the Pshat could be that if you look in the Gemara, the way we have it, our guess in the Gemara is it says you bring the Shiva Mishnaim in Balim, the Taila Bahen, Shloshim Mishisha Bitzadze, the Shloshim Mishisha Bitzadze. So the Lashon of the Gemara is that you're Taila Bahen. These Pamainim. So if you look in the Shita over here, the Shita changes the Girsa from Bahen to Iskimli says with Taila Bai instead of Bahen. So what's the Pshat? Why does it change it from Bahen to Bai? What's the difference how you say your Taila the Pamainim? And I think the Pshat is like this, that if you say the Lashon Taila Bahen, it's a Lashon Rabbim. So that means you're being Taila the Pamainim in the Remainim. So that would be clear, like the Shita Saramban, that the Pamainim go in the Remainim. You're Taila the Pamainim Bahen in all the Remainim. But if you say the Lashon with Taila Bai, that means not being Taila in the Remainim, you're being Taila on the Me'il. It's Lashon Yachid Bai, that the Tliya happens in the Me'il, not in the Pamainim. So it sounds like that this Machlek is between the two Gersais, whether you say B'Taila Mehen, is Mamash this Shiloh, whether it's in the Remainim or between the Remainim. So this Machlek is Rashi Ramban is really telling these two Gersais over here, if your Gersa is B'Taila Mehen or Taila Bai. So it could be the Rashi had the Gersa B'Taila Bai in our Gemara, which is Mashma. So Lashon Yachid, so Rashi asked above Arn that it doesn't mean that you're Taila in the Remainim, but it's between the Remainim and the Tliya is going on the Me'il, not on the Remainim. So that could be the Hechach of Rashi. The Iker Shidas Rashi, Nachanim have a Kasha from the Lashon of the Pasuk in Parshas Pekudei, that it says, V'yitnu esa pamainim b'saycha remainim. It says that they put the pamainim b'saycha remainim. So what does that mean? So Bishma Lefi the Ramban, that makes a lot of sense. The pamainim were actually in the Remainim. But Lefi Rashi, why is it that the Pamainim were Besaicha Remainim, the same way you could say the Pamainim were in the Remainim, because the Remainim were in the Pamainim, because you had Pamainim, Remainim, Pamainim, Remainim, each one is between the other one. So in what sense were the Pamainim Besaicha Remainim? You could say it either way. So there's a vart from a barrel. Barrel Salvation wanted to say that the Pshat is that this din of the Pamainim Besaicha Remainim is not a din in the Tzuras HaMe'il, but it's a din in the Nesinas HaPamainim on the Me'il. It's telling you how to put it on. That the way you put it on, you don't put a you can't first put the Pamainim and then put the Remainim, but you have to first put the Remainim, and then once you have the Remainim, you can put the Pamainim beside the Remainim. That's what the Torah is saying, that put it in a way where you first have the Remainim and then the Pamainim or Bein HaReminim beside the Remainim. But once it's on in a Chinami, then it's equally Pamainim beside the Remainim, like it's Remainim beside the Pamainim, but this would be a din in the Nesina. L'chai Lefi Rashi, it's Mokhuch like that this is a din in the Nesina, not a din in the Tzuras HaMe'il. Mashang Lefi Naramban, it could be a din in the actual Tzuras HaMe'il that the Pamain is Besaych HaRimon.